and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, it is. 6 minutes after the hour. Why? Because it's Charlie Pierce Day.
It is.
Esquire.com. Kevin, comedian Kevin Nealon.
Yes.
It's a big show. Big show.
I got some bad news before the show.
Oh, I know. Saddest words you've ever heard.
The saddest 5 words ever.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Lange has to reschedule.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, little feller. Do you think it was you doing her line from American...
No, she loved that. I think it was you accosting her on the hiking trail about Francis.
All right. We're going to go all blame game this early. That's fine. Go ahead. Do your line again in lieu of her being here tomorrow.
This coven doesn't need a new Supreme. It needs a new rug.
Nicely done. Sir.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Hey.
She slit the girl's throat. That's turning.
Yeah, she slit the girl's throat. She was bleeding out on the rug. And
nice.
So, yeah.
Another story about the carpet.
Family entertainment.
It was not gastrointestinal related.
Oh, it's definitely not family entertainment when you got Mayor Winningham being bashed in the face by her zombie son.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Buck up, little feller. We still have Chris Matthews this week and lots of fun, tons of fun.
Yes, we do.
All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all their executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice DD Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Jim, I was thinking of you. Did you watch Bill Maher? Real time this week?
I didn't.
Oh, I think that's best.
I fell asleep.
I think that's best. Don't do it.
Why?
Because I was thinking of you. There was a moment they were talking about. He said, have you ever been in Dealey Plaza?
Oh, and yeah. They said how small it was.
And he said, it's really, really small. Mm-hmm. I could have made that shot.
No.
Oh, my God.
And it was a whole thing about how... conspiracy theories, but I was like, oh,
yeah.
I hope Jim is not watching.
Yeah, you should probably delete that off of your DVR.
Delete that.
I was talking to him about that on when we had dinner last week.
Who?
We with Rob Reiner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh? What? Oh.
No, they were talking to Neil deGrasse. No, Rob Lowe about that.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Rob Lowe. Well, he's in that Bill O'Reilly piece of dreck.
Who is? Oh.
Rob Lowe is.
I'm so confused by this conversation.
Kennedy. Me too.
Wait,
what?
Who did you have dinner with last week?
Rob Reiner.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh.
We talked about the Kennedys.
Oh, how exciting.
Cool.
How exciting. Good for you. Nicely done. All right. All right. By the way, since I was off on Friday.
Yes.
This is a great Halloween story, I have to say, about how this show makes people complete freaks, and I love it. A little listener comedy. David in North Carolina.
Okay.
With a Halloween story. Mama, as you may or may not recall, I wrote last year after spending Halloween night as Road Flare Mary. Many
what?
Stephanie Miller Show listeners are dressed as Road Flare Mary.
Oh, wow.
I particularly like that some guy in North Carolina dressed as Road Flare Mary. And decided to dust off my costume and do it again this year. Toward the end of the night, the doorbell rang. I turned on my MacGyvered Road Flare, stuck it in my mouth, and opened the door. There were about half a dozen kids standing on my front porch with bags open like the mouths of baby birds. Perplexed.
Said, you know what?
One of the kids asked me who I was supposed to be. I responded in my best gravelly voice, I'm Road Flare Mary. Another kid asked, who's that? Before I could answer, the parent standing in the background chimed in, she's a mean old lady from Chicago. Best Halloween ever. Aw, Road Flare.
You think you're so smart.
Every time I think that I'm the only one.
What did she give the kids? A wad of phlegm? What do you think, Road Flare Mary?
It's a Werther's.
Yeah, take that, you little socialist. You know what? She's coming around looking for handouts.
Probably just gave him a carton of Chesterfield. Because that's what she had lying around.
She gives him one camel and a wad of phlegm.
Yeah.
Get off my porch. Oh, God. Yeah. All right. How hilarious is that? With the that's the power of the Stephanie Miller Show. Some guy in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Is dressing like Rhode Flair Barry, and the parent automatically knows who it is.
Oh, that's the mean old lady from Chicago.
Okay.
The band?
Huh?
No.
Huh? Jody Hamilton, friend of the Stephanie Miller Show,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Carol Burnett's daughter, writes with a unsolicited testimonial to Obamacare.
Oh, okay. Why,
looky here. Hey, Steph. Wanted to share this with you. Feel free to speak about it on your show, should you desire. I got my letter from Anthem regarding my crap insurance. If I decide to move to the plan they suggest, I will go from a premium of $353 a month now to $304.74
a month. That's savings.
I'm not staying with them. I will be purchasing a new insurance through Covered California by December 15th. Just wanted to point out that my insurance plan is not being continued, but a similar one with slightly better benefits is being offered at almost $50 less a month. Thanks, Obama. I do expect calls from Hannity and company clamoring for my story. Oh, will you wait there, Jody, for that phone call?
Yeah.
I imagine you won't see any of those stories in the mainstream media about the Obamacare working out delightfully for them. By the way, lots of stuff on the healthcare front. In fact, this is the one that I was talking about. This is, Fox stories, those are easily shot down. The three couples they had on, obviously a load of crap. They had one lying.
Right.
The other two hadn't even checked the insurance. And that's what's sad. When someone did the research for them, they could do much better on the exchanges. They didn't even check them because, of course, they hate Obama and whatever. But anyway, the one everybody was talking about, the Florida woman that was featured on the CBS.
Yeah.
The Florida woman's canceled Blue Cross policy. It's junk insurance. She can get a real plan for $165 a month. I mean, this is, you sent me a great piece, Chris, E.J. Dionne in the Washington Post, all the noise.
Yeah.
This is what you got to do. You got to cut through the noise around Obamacare right now. But these are the fun facts just from this one story, because a lot of people saw this. Did you recently get a notice saying your insurance company's canceling your policy because it doesn't meet the new healthcare law's higher standards? Thousands of people are, and many are angry. They're mad. The angriest dogs in the world.
Rawr.
But before you rush to judgment, it might not be as bad as it seems. Consider the case of Diane Barrett, 56-year-old woman from Winter Haven, Florida. Her story was featured in a CBS News report and endlessly echoed on the Internet. She was upset because Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida was canceling her $54 a month Go Blue Plan 91, offering to replace it with a $591 a month Blue Options Essential Plan. Sounds terrible, except that her expiring policy is a textbook example of a junk plan that isn't real health insurance at all. If she'd ever tried to use it, yeah, there's the key. If you ever try to use it, it should work.
Right.
For anything more than an occasional doctor visit or a very inexpensive prescription, she would have ended up with tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical debt. Anyway, they go through all the gory details of it. She's an insurance expert, looked at it. She's paying $650 a year to be uninsured, basically. I have to assume she never really had to make much of a claim under this policy. She would have lost the house she's sitting in if something serious had happened. I don't know if she knows that. In fact, this is the problem. You got to. A lot of times you got to do it for yourself, cut through the noise. Blah, 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 blah. In fact, if Blue Shield had allowed her to keep the plan, she would have been fined for going uninsured in 2014. But can't we be outraged that Ms. Barrett will have to fork over $591 a month for a replacement plan? Actually, no, because she has other and better options than the costly plan Blue Cross Blue Shield wants to put her in. That's the cautionary tale, and we're hearing this everywhere. Don't think insurance companies are suddenly your friend.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're blaming Obama for stuff that they're... Be careful, because this is what's happening. They're trying to push people into more expensive plans and then blame the president.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what... because she has more and better options than the obviously they're trying to steer her into. Don't listen to just what your insurance company or your insurance agent says. She can get real insurance that covers all essential health benefits for well under $200 a month. I determined she qualifies for a premium subsidy of $320 a month. She can use that to purchase a Humana Direct Silver plan for $165 a month. Like all plans sold in the state health insurance marketplaces, it covers essential health benefits such as doctor benefits, inpatient and outpatient treatment, diagnostic screening tests, maternity care, mental health care, prescription drugs, home health care, and rehabilitation services. Anyway, just interesting stuff. To put these two plans in perspective, let's imagine Ms. Barrett's luck runs out and she receives a diagnosis of breast cancer that will cost $120,000 to treat. Anyone that's had breast cancer knows what that would cost.
Yeah.
My mom had it. A lot of people's, relatives or they've had it. Under her current junk plan, she would probably receive no more than a few hundred dollars of benefits for her doctor visits and drugs. It wouldn't cover surgery, chemotherapy, medication, diagnosis. What's the point
nothing.
Of it?
It covers nothing.
Right.
Wow.
That she would likely require. She would end up probably with $119,000 of unpaid medical bills. With the Humana plan, those bills top out at $6,300 a year no matter what. So thank you. That, by the way, came from Consumer Reports.
And with the,
not from some liberal blah.
With the ongoing Fukushima catastrophe, there's going to be a lot more cancer.
Yes. Well, there's that. Yeah. Jim always brings
Jim's
in the sunny.
Always works Fukushima into it somehow.
Life.
No, it's just a little bugaboo. Total global catastrophe. Just Jim's little bugaboo.
It's just not what we're talking about right now, Jim.
Well, it's related.
It is related, actually. I will defend him on that.
We were just talking about cancer.
Yes. It is related.
Going to be
and it's his special
more.
Gift.
He brings it to the show every morning.
He's right. He is the ER, and he is right. You will lose your house.
Oh, poo.
You're going to lose the house, poo.
Because
I got
cancer. Lost the Pacific Ocean.
All right. On to happy, clappy, sexy liberal news. Cincha in Seattle. So excited about sexy liberal Seattle. How many yays is that? All in caps. Yay.
Yay,
yay, yay. Yay. That's Michelle Bachmann just, you know, when Marcus
yay.
Buys her a brand new pantsuit. Right? A brand new pant. Oh, my God, Marcus. That's the best one ever.
Excuse me. I want a bone. This is clearly a crew.
No, when Marcus gets the right bone white, she's yay, yay, yay. Seriously stoked. So stoked. I bought my sister a ticket as an early Christmas present. What a delightful Chris Mahana Kwanzaa Stefika. Something present.
Sure-ish.
I'm just so stoked. Yes, I'm a bit giddy. It happens when I have a wine glass full of love. You know what I call a wine glass full of love? An empty wine glass. You know how it is. Hugs, a Cincha, who's coming to Sexy Liberal Seattle.
Wrapping up the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour for 2013, the Emerald City is about to get a brand new dose of hilarity.
Welcome back, Seattle.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show returns to Seattle.
No, I've never been the kind of going for that sort of self-congratulatory hoopla.
Saturday, December 14th, the Paramount Theater welcomes the return of Stephanie Miller.
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks in the plush and historic Paramount Theater, which has hosted Ella Fitzgerald and the Marx Brothers. The Paramount now welcomes Stephanie Miller.
I want you to meet a very charming lady.
And it's about time.
And her special brand of sexy liberal comedy. Tickets are available by going to stgpresents.org or the Paramount box office or sexyliberal.com. Don't miss this show December 14th.
What a festive day.
This is the Sexy Liberal Show at the historic Paramount Theater.
Good night, Seattle. We love you.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, Chris, get what? In the holiday spirit. Give Jim his, you know, dark side. When we had to open with how small Dealey Plaza is, and anybody could have made that shot. You got to give him
nonsense.
Something.
It's
got to give him something
nonsense.
At the end of the
segment.
The
reason I know that because there was the best sharpshooter in the world,
see?
A Marine whose name escapes me right now, went up there and said he was disgusted because he saw that the angle was impossible.
See?
He, the best shooter in the world, couldn't have made the shot.
Right.
And certainly Oswald couldn't.
See?
Not with that gun. Which had a misaligned scope. It hadn't been sighted in. No one could have hit anything with
that. Why don't you make someone you love happy like I just did? Just do it, Chris.
I can repeat that American Horror Story line.
Yeah, Killjoy. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour.
This coven doesn't need a new Supreme. It needs a new rug.
All right, Mommy loves both of you. So proud of both of you. 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ow. Okay, so you're...
Stephanie Miller.
That don't impress me.
It is the Stephanie Miller
Show. She hasn't impressed anyone lately, I don't think.
She was successful. She had a successful run at Caesars.
At Caesars. Oh, at Caesars.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
He's hard to impress otherwise. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Caesars, that don't impress me much.
No, me neither. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Don't tell Celine Dion that.
You don't know.
Rhonda in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Mama. Hello, Mooks.
Hello.
I love you guys so much. You know, I'm one of those people who currently have a crappy individual plan. I left my job with the state back in June and purchased Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance through for my four-person family. And I'm currently paying $283 a month. And in order to meet the deductible so that they'll start kicking in, we got to pay $22,000. We're never going to hit that.
Right.
My husband and my daughter both had to go to the ER on different occasions. We just got bills in the mail. My husband's visit's $4,000. My daughter's visit's $1,400. Wow. There's no way in hell we're going to be able to pay that, you know,
right,
without, you know, making some sort of arrangement. So all these people complaining about, oh, Obamacare is this, and what we got, and I love my plan. I hate my plan. I'm really pissed off, and I'm looking forward to being able to, you know, figure out what's going to happen for us on the exchange.
Yes, take my crappy plan, please.
Like please,
old, take my wife joke. Yeah, exactly, Rhonda. Appreciate it. Thank you. Smartest girl in class already, right out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Although all of our listeners are the smartest kids in class. Deborah, with an important point about insurance choices. You know, because she raises a good point. There's stuff that has always been happening that somebody, people are using as a convenient excuse to blame the president that already are predisposed to do that. Or to, anyway, she says, hey, Steph and the Mooks, I've never been able to afford individual insurance, but I've often, not always, had it through my employer. I was never able to choose what I wanted
right
covered. It was only, this is like some new thing. I don't want, why should I have to have maternity care? Anyway, she said it was only a higher or lower monthly premiums or higher or lower deductibles, period. There was never a list of pills I might want covered or conditions I expected need covered in the future. The idea I could choose from a menu medical needs or desires is a bogus argument for any but the very richest among us. But anyway, so yeah, I just thought that was an interesting point that people are and that and again, missing the whole point of insurance, like I was saying, unless you're all psychic, how do you know what you're going to need in the future? That's the whole point about illness or accident. How are you going to know what you're going to need or what you're going to get?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not going to require a prostate exam.
Well, that, yes. But ever since Jim's ectopic pregnancy,
right,
I've... You're right about that. I have not needed that since 1972.
What yes
now? What? Huh?
When it just fell off.
Right.
Yeah.
Not naturally.
Yeah, you know.
I left it on the Skagit Expressway. I cheeked a wagon. Suddenly I wasn't an Armenian dude anymore.
Hey, you know, it happens.
Shaved the unibrow.
You lost the fro, the unibrow,
right,
and the prostate.
Here I am.
On the same day.
Dreams can come true. Okay, thoughts on the Affordable Care Act from Mark, the official idea guy of the Stephanie Miller Show. Steph, I think President Obama needs to apologize.
What?
There, I said it. He needs to say what he said on the campaign trail was sincere, but the reality is some people will have to give up their crap plans. This will bury the issue.
Right.
One of my favorite West Wing episodes is where Jeb Bartlett is at a town hall in a flashback, and a dairy farmer complains about a milk tax. Bartlett says, yeah, I screwed you on that. That's what the president needs to say, like Bartlett, and explain why his plan is better for everyone. Oh, here, he sent it along.
Yeah, I screwed you on that one.
I'm sorry?
I screwed you. You got hosed.
Sir,
and not just you, a lot of my constituents.
Uh-huh. All right.
I also think he needs to start taking the insurance industry to the woodshed. After all, ACA keeps them in business. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Dems need to prepare for the fact that some major companies will start dropping their employee coverage and take the penalties. This is a good thing for single payer, but bad press in the short term, and it will happen. Love the show. Say hi to Debbie Downer, a.k.a. Chris. Mark.
Hey, what?
Hey, Debbie. You know the whole reason I did that? Because Martin Sheen also starred in the movie The American President.
People want leadership, right? Mr. President, in the absence
right
of
so
genuine
Michael Douglas,
leadership.
Yeah.
They'll listen to anyone who steps up to
right
the microphone.
Good night, baby boy.
They want good leadership. Night, they're so thirsty for it, they'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage, right, and when they discover there's no water, they'll drink the sand.
People don't drink the sand because they're thirsty.
It's because they like sand.
They drink the sand because they don't know the difference.
And because it's sand.
See? And it's a magical 6 degrees of Stephanie Miller Show separation. Rob Reiner, friend of the Stephanie Miller
yes
Show. Wrote and directed it.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Fitzgerald, Hot Bree in the City, starred in West Wing as well. There you go. It's all magic. Why wasn't I invited to dinner with you and Rob Reiner last week? That's all right. Now the magic's magical.
Oh, now she's jealous.
Now I'm mad.
Because you have nothing to contribute to that conversation.
All right, well, I had dinner with... Oh, it was... I know about conspiracy stuff. I had dinner with him 2 weeks ago. All right. Right back.
going to go ahead and assume that
Stephanie Miller
was a stripper.
As well you should.
This hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with your team online from anywhere. Try it free for 30 days. Check it out. Once you go to meeting, you're not going back. No credit card is required to get started. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the try free button and then use the promo code Stephanie. Oh, now I realize why I wasn't invited to the meeting / dinner with the Reiners, because you were talking JFK conspiracy.
That's right.
Yeah, I would have been like the teenager. I would just eye rolled the whole time. Whatever.
It's not important.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You guys are whatever. Can I go? Going out with my friends.
You seem genuinely hurt that you weren't invited. Why wasn't I invited?
No, I'm just very possessive.
Okay.
I feel like I own the Reiners.
I think it was magic fairy dust.
I hinted with them to me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. 1-800-712-the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, did you see this hilarious Joel Osteen, the televangelist?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we talked about that with Hal.
Unintentional masturbation. Well, if I didn't say it, it didn't happen.
Okay. Sorry.
Could you take your organ out for the masturbation story, please?
Right away, Ms. Miller.
Just make it seem like it's the first time with me.
All right. Oh, my God.
What did I just say about how possessive I am? I own Hal, not you.
Wow.
I own the air.
Right. How dare you breathe my air? This air in the studio is mine. You're lucky I let you breathe it.
I own the Milky Way. I invented it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Okay. I just love it. I just love when people don't get it.
Yeah.
He's like, what? What did I say? A true friend walks in when everyone else walks out. A true friend doesn't rub it in when you make a mistake. They rub it out.
Rubs one out.
It was since deleted.
Someone's like, what now?
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Come on, rub it out, bitches. Help a friend rub one out today, won't you? Ew. Nate in Virginia. Hello, Nate. Hey, happy election day. Say happy goodbye to the cooch day.
Exactly. I just wanted to call in. I'm a little bit off subject, but I wanted to let every listener know in Virginia to get your ass out and vote. Get these idiots out of office. Keep them out of office.
Virginia is for voters.
And lovers, once again, if the cooch goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the, Nate, what's the latest polling? Do you know?
I think Terry McAuliffe is 12 points ahead.
I read he was 6 points ahead, and that's just kind of bubbling along the margin of error.
Hmm.
So it's very important for Democrats to get out and vote today.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I didn't see a lot of people at the poll this morning, so that's not good news. Yeah.
Mm, okay, well, we will.
It's an off year election, so.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, and you've got people. I heard Rush Limbaugh. It's all over now for the president. The latest polls, it's a two. I think he just pulls numbers directly out of his ginormous, cyst-ridden ass.
He said he had a 2% approval rating?
No, McAuliffe was the lead was down to two, which I haven't seen that in any poll.
I haven't either.
Also, my friends, the president, I've never seen a story in my lifetime. It's worse than Nixon. The people lied. He lied to the people.
Okay. Anyway.
Just could have been more precise in his wording.
You can
keep your plan if you like it, and it meets these criteria.
Unless you happen to be in the 3% of people that have crap plans and the insurance company, instead of fixing it, is going to say that it's canceled and blame me, then yes, sure, he could have done a two-paragraph long...
But you know what? It's forcing supporters like us to kind of backpedal to people who aren't paying attention all that well.
Sorry, did you say something?
So, yeah.
I see what I did.
And so, it kind of puts his supporters like us in a bad position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but seriously, that would have had to be the longest qualifying sentence in history.
No, just do it what I just said. If it meets these criteria. Yeah.
Right, I guess.
If it meets certain criteria.
Right.
That's all you need to say.
Which is the whole point of this
act,
if you've been paying attention to the discussion. I understand.
Okay.
Just saying. I mean, who's the... John Favreau retweeted that the chart, I mean, the graph, it literally is 3% of people that are affected. So, you know, that's what he was talking about. 3% of people with crap plans that is not going to meet the requirements.
Right.
And again, you got to look at what the insurance companies are doing. As a lot of people said, they could easily tweak these to make them compliant.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to sell crap plans because guess what? They don't have to pay for anything if something goes wrong. As I was just highlighting this woman's that was on CBS, her insurance is not an insurance policy at all.
Right.
It doesn't insure against anything. So if you want to pay something, continue to pay something for nothing that you will never actually work if you need to use it, then, you know. And Chris in Yankton sends this along, which I did see this. Stephen, did you see the Talking Points memo story about how insurance companies are purposely misleading people and tricking them into signing up for crappy, more expensive coverage?
Wow.
This isn't a matter of people not paying attention or being uninformed or even the president being imprecise. Insurance companies are purposely trying to cheat people. They pulled it with Mrs. Chris in Yankton at her small business. She's a small business owner, trademark Stephanie Miller Show.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Oh, she's an actual small business owner. And she did not stumble upon this show, and she does not listen to both sides. And if they can temporarily confuse someone as intelligent and savvy as her, you know they're taking some other people to the cleaners and blaming President Obama. Thank you, Chris and Mrs. Chris in Yankton. We appreciate it. This is what I was talking about, E.J. Dionne's piece in the Washington Post, the noise around Obamacare. A lot of this, it's noise. And he's talking about having to cut through it because it's opponents of Obamacare want government to let the market do what the market does. That's why the program's critics have not come up with a plausible alternative to covering the uninsured and why many in their ranks have been trying to hack away at Medicare and Medicaid. This isn't by accident. They don't believe in this. He says their overarching purpose is to get government out of the way. Thus, foes of the new health care law aren't against it because its website worked badly or because the president once said that everybody could keep their current policies when it turned out some in the small individual insurance market got cancellation notice. For those trying to kill the law, such noise is designed to distract attention from what they really think, which is that we should let non-elderly Americans sink or swim in the insurance arrangements that existed before Obamacare. When we say, everyone can agree that the insurance system was broken, the healthcare system was broken, no, we can't. They don't think it was broken.
No.
They think they like the sink or swim oligarchy that, existed before this. The market logic also underlines the GOP's unconscionable attack on food stamps. And that's the thing. It's not like one candidate or one. This is their overarching philosophy about, society. And by the way, he makes a great point. He says SNAP does indeed intervene in the private marketplace. Yes, it does, albeit to the benefit of farmers and grocery stores as well as the poor and near poor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like you have to sell Republicans on some other benefit rather than just helping people that need help, not because they're lazy or they're...
You have to trick them into being a-holes.
Not being a-holes.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
He quotes Representative Michelle Bachmann.
Mm-hmm.
She says, if you look at China, they don't have food stamps. If you look at China, they're in a very different situation. They don't have a modern welfare state, and China's growing. E.J. Dionne says, we'll leave it for another day, the matter of why Bachmann might want us to model our society policies after those of a one-party communist dictatorship.
What an idiot.
Although, I don't know, I guess Mitt Romney does, right? He was like, look, it's marvelous how they have this. Ooh, there's
marvelous. Look at these sweatshops.
Oh.
And they have these.
Goodness.
Trampolines, so people trying to commit suicide don't fall to their death. And
profit.
They continue working for nothing.
profit. Ooh, they're all caged in. They can't get out. Delightful.
Oh. Look at the fire exit doors. They're all blocked.
That's good. Ooh, good for productivity. Good ideas. That was a little, we were doing a little Mitt Romney, scatting, a little Mitt Romney scatting.
Yes, that was delightful.
Oh.
That was marvelous.
Oh, yeah. Why should you have to be a certain age to work? Let's get those kids in there. The way
I think we should put embryos to work.
Right?
They're lazy. Lazy embryos.
I love fetuses so much, I want them to work. I want them to know the glory of work or
whatever.
Did you get Trip and Track and whatever?
Trig and Frig and
Snarg. Whatever sons' names are. Friedel work that young?
Tweagle.
Flarn.
Snorgle and
Flarn.
Flarn is our favorite.
Yeah.
EJ says, the way to still the noise is to challenge opponents of Obamacare. Can they really make the case that the country would be better off without it? And what would they do instead? And as he said, this is the system every other wealthy democracy has that we just can't, people around the world are stunned at what we do to ourselves, starting with our healthcare system.
Why are you hurting yourself?
Why are you hurting yourself, America? Stupid. Jane in Boca Raton. Hello, Jane.
Hey, Stephanie, I'm in my car. I just wanted to say the president was not lying when he said you could keep your policy if you like it. Who the hell liked their policy if it was a crap policy? Nobody liked it. Second of all, the mere fact that these insurance companies have been able to get away with selling plans that didn't cover people for what they needed insurance for in the first place shows you how powerful the agents of these corporations are, the lobbyists, the insurance companies.
Right.
The fact that they could throw people off insurance in the middle of treatment. I mean, it's like
Jane.
Buying life insurance and being told your beneficiaries aren't going to get paid unless you die in your sleep.
Right, Jane, and honestly, the scam was that those insurance companies, whoever's selling those kind of policies as someone said, they're making people pay for nothing. This woman
right,
on
exactly.
CBS was paying $650 a year for nothing, for no insurance,
absolutely.
Really.
And really, years ago, did you ever hear anybody say anything but crappy things about health insurance?
Yeah.
They hated health insurance.
Right. Now suddenly they're our best friend. They're protecting us from that horrible,
yeah.
horrible black president.
What a bunch of them. They started on that.
Yep.
They call me Obama J. You know, I mean, I think our president is magnificent. And
yep.
nothing has made me change my mind.
And thank you for calling us from underwater at SeaWorld. We appreciate it.
All right.
Our best attorney. Our best attorney. Get out of there. All right. I mean, that's the thing that kills me. When you start to read the details of these plans, it's like, you know, someone's selling you a bag of oregano. it's like,
wow.
It's a scam.
Seeds and stems, man. This is...
Just saying when you were intending to buy something else. You fill in the blanks here. Okay.
It sounds like you've had experience
fill
with this.
Fill in baby powder here.
Has this happened to you?
No.
Has this ever happened to you?
I was trying to sound hip for the kids.
I see. Okay.
Smoke the marijuana cigarettes. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
50 minutes after the hour, and Phyllis Diller is still dead,
yeah.
along with General Francisco.
Yeah, Francisco.
For some reason,
it's going around
Facebook.
I saw Facebook.
That yesterday. I was like, again? She died?
Yeah, she died a year ago.
Right.
Along
I
with Francis Eskimo. Francis the Eskimo.
Right, along with Francis the Eskimo, Franco, and the
sure.
land shark, and every other, and also the Wolverines that ate my fingertips. Okay, and every other SNL reference I can think I can shake loose from my brain from the first SNL. Okay.
Measles rip my flesh.
Yeah, when people ask me, did you watch SNL, I'm like, yes, I love that Lisa Lubner sketch.
Uh-huh.
That's the last time I watched it.
Wow.
Not really. Okay.
They've done some funny things since then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've seen, well, I see, Mama sees clips.
On the YouTubes.
Right, because
yeah.
Mama's on the intertubes, because Mama's not up at that hour. Okay. All right. Patty in Fort Lauderdale, another smartest girl in class, a lot of smartest kids in class on the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
Dear y'all, these people who don't want to pay for maternity because they aren't pregnant do not have a problem with paying their property insurance that covers fire, theft, personal injury, etc., that pays out claims to other people who have fires, theft, and broken bones of someone tripping over someone else's cracked sidewalk on other property. Why is it they always go after maternity as an example? Why not? I don't have arthritis. Why do I have to pay for others' arthritis treatment? Insurance pools money from all to pay out for the rare incident. Not everyone is going to have a fire, but insurance pays for the few who do have one.
Right.
They don't single out the fire that was caused by an unintended cigarette. And therefore, smokers have to pay more for fire insurance. They seem to think that one's insurance is a bank they can draw from when they themselves have an issue. For instance, I don't have children, but I still have to pay property taxes to support the schools. That's my bugaboo. It's society we contribute to. We cannot each be an earl of our own domains, unconnected to the community, or else this isn't a country, just a collection of individuals sharing the landscape. Patty in Fort Lauderdale.
I think that's a little bit flawed, because there is a possibility of you tripping on the sidewalk, or there is a possibility
sure.
of you... burning
well,
your house down.
Possibility of
there's
you
not
meeting...
a possibility of me getting pregnant.
Okay. Right. But a lot of the other things. But you said, oh, I should, what about mental health? How do you know you're going to...
But also health insurance, right. Health insurers, they charge more for smokers.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think her point is well taken, that insurance covers the unexpected or what you don't know you're going to...
Sure, absolutely. Right. But I know I'm not going to need maternity care.
All right, so me. So
no, I'm just pointing out a flaw in that argument.
Actually, you might. If you decided maybe you were going to have a surrogate or something, if you ever wanted to have a kid.
I'm not going to have a kid.
Not going to get pregnant.
Well, he's not going I'm to. Not,
well, no, that you pay for that out of pocket. Insurance doesn't really cover that.
Listen, I'm not talking to you anymore. Let's go.
having a baby through a surrogate is a very expensive proposition that's not
right.
covered by insurance.
Right, and you're not equipped to be a parent. Mary.
I'm not equipped to give birth. I know that much.
Mary in Nebraska, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi. I was just calling. I'm one of those 10% people that, or whatever the percentage is, that has to buy their health insurance on their own.
Uh-huh.
And I did get a letter in the mail that said, we no longer offer your program, but here's the list. Check off which one you want, and we'll switch you over. I never felt like I was canceled ever. It was just that I needed to make a new choice to get the new benefits that the Affordable Care Act offered.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's really kind of a misnomer when everyone is out there saying I was canceled. I was not canceled. I was just offered a different choice is all it was. My company
right.
did not abandon me.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that I don't feel like, again, it's so overwrought to say the president lied. It's like, you know, should he have said, if you like your plan, you can keep it if, as Jim said, it's compliant with the ACA. Okay. But I thought, you know, to me that was kind of a given, right?
Yeah. I mean.
Well, and the other thing I'm amazed at the Republican Party is I've been a consumer of health insurance for many years now. I've never had a really positive experience. I've never walked out of the insurance store and thought, wow, they really like my business. They treat me well, ever. It's always been, you know, we only do colonoscopies on the second Wednesday of the month, and you had yours on the first Wednesday, so we're not paying.
Right.
There was always a reason that they wouldn't pay for things. And the American public now loves their health insurance company for some reason. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happened. Yes, as I've made, there's a lot of analogies, just saying. The president's protecting you from your abusive spouse. And people are like, I loved him. Yes, and this I think this is really important. We should put a link up to the Talking Points memo, one that everybody's talking about, special investigation, how insurers are hiding Obamacare benefits from customers. Do not, just as you wouldn't have before this, do not take as gospel what your insurance company tells you or your insurance agent. Go on the exchange, look for yourself. That's the important thing, because a lot of, they didn't suddenly change and become like a charity organization. They're still looking for ways to make money, and some of the plans they're funneling people into are these plans that are more expensive. No kidding, right? Mike in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I got three options. I could go with the Affordable Care Act, or I could, you know, at least this were your options before. You could stay with like a Paul Ryan placebo plan where you pay and you get nothing.
Right.
Or I could stick to the plan I've been on since George W. Bush, which is the don't get sick plan.
Just don't crash your bicycle with those Scottish policemen.
Exactly. That's all it covers. I think previous plans only covered if you happen to crash your bike into a Scottish policeman.
And break his ankle.
Right. Okay. Jim in Chicago. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I know this is really bothering you people that Obama's
taking
a beating on
you
this,
people. I sense troll.
I'm enjoying it. Here, I got to tell you.
Okay.
The guy either lied or he never read anything, which
I think clearly that's it. He didn't understand his own plan. That's
right.
What it is.
I don't think it is his plan.
It's dumb,
I really don't.
He might have oversimplified, but he didn't lie. Come on.
Sure.
It's different.
Sure.
No, he didn't.
You don't think he knew that people were going to lose their health insurance? And now he's saying, oh, every one of those 15 million people didn't like their plan. It was a crappy plan. How the hell does he know? I'm
so because the president forced the insurance companies to stop selling crappy plans, that's his fault, not the insurance company.
Have you gone on to see the crappy plans that are offered under the law?
Yes.
Yeah, $12,000 deductible, that's a crappy plan.
Hey, I'm losing my doctor after 26 years because of this guy. Oh, I was one of those 15 million that wasn't happy with his plan. Nonsense. I was. Now I have to shop around. And the plan is
yeah, yikes, you might get something with better deductibles. And
Oh, that's tragic.
Sorry. Thanks, Obama. Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. We got to find that Jenna Marbles piece and play it again, because this is what this is. It's a whole... my sandwich tastes like the inside of my... Oh, thanks, Obama. 58 minutes after the hour.
You know this how?
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Woohoo! Happy Erection Day, everybody. Rise and shine. Election. Pardon me.
Slightly different.
Virginia and New Jersey, happy Election Day. 6 minutes after the hour.
Talking about pull the lever or
right.
lever.
Yeah, pull your lever this morning, everybody. For Terry McAuliffe, if you're in Virginia, and for whoever Chris Christie's.
Rub one out for Joel Osteen.
Going to crush with his ginormous ass later today, sadly. All right. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all that. SexyLiberal.com, the sexy liberal website. We found it, because it really has become a Jenna Marbles routine. This whole everybody blaming Obama for everything, when in many cases it's the insurance company's fault. Here it is.
Ever since Obama has been reelected president, this whole country has gone to Let me show you what I mean and how bad it is. Perfume smells like Thanks, Obama. My dog took a giant on the carpet. Thanks, Obama. Ugh. Just got my period again. Thanks, Obama. This book sucks. Thanks, Obama. Porno isn't even any good. Thanks, Obama. SPF 30? That's racist. I need at least SPF 50. Thanks, Obama. Time travel? Still not an option. Thanks, Obama. This sandwich tastes exactly the same as the inside of my... Thanks, Obama. It's almost Valentine's Day. Thanks, Obama. Nobody even liked my Facebook status. Thanks, Obama. Condom broke again. Thanks, Obama. My kid punched another kid in the face at school today. Thanks, Obama. You know what? I'm probably gonna die someday. Thanks, Obama. Hunger Games? More like, thanks, Obama. My boyfriend keeps trying to put his in my... Thanks, Obama. Rap music. Thanks, Obama. Justin Bieber, still not following me on Twitter. Thanks, Obama. God, my arms are so sore. Thanks, Michelle Obama.
This message was brought to you by the Teletubbies.
I like that she blames him for the condom breaking and getting her period again, which doesn't even make sense. But thanks, Obama. All right. And thanks, Jenna Marbles. Funny stuff. All right. So we posted the pictures of my mini vacation with the mini horses that I fed mini apples to.
Illegally.
In Santa Barbara. No, not really. A little bit. And, because, you know, I've been obsessed for years with Cuddles, the mini guide horse.
Uh-huh. Where did you first meet this Cuddles thing?
I was in People magazine, something. I don't remember. I saw he has blue eyes and he wears sneakers. And Jim said, how does he tie his sneakers? And that he must have a guide person. Then he's the guide horse.
I wonder if Cuddles is still with us.
Probably not. But anyway. Cuddles is so... because I rode by on my bike an entire ranch of mini... It's called Quicksilver Ranch of mini horses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Julian Seattle says, staff, lo and behold, Quicksilver Ranch is doing a major herd reduction. They have lots of mini animals you could take home.
Oh, my God. God.
Herd reduction as in glue factory?
No.
Thanks, Obama.
No, as in selling.
Oh, okay.
If you really love Cuddles, you could buy Quicksilver Tahoe featured below. Oh, no. He's so cute. Look at
that. Where are you going to keep this thing?
Sheesh, they are cute.
With the dogs.
I have a half acre of equestrian zone property. I should totally ask for a mini horse for Christmas. Oh, my God. Do it.
You're not zoned for equestrian.
I know, but here's what I'm thinking. My dogs are bigger than these horses. They could just blend. I feel like their dogs are still in, they're in their horse Halloween costumes. Their dogs.
Who's going to clean up the poop?
Yeah, I don't think.
It's probably smaller than Max's.
Boy Band is not going to appreciate that stench.
I want to get a mini horse for Christmas.
I am Mr. Ed.
It would be Myra Falca. I would teach him to dance, and it would be awesome. Fosse, Fosse. Madonna. Fosse. Okay.
Myra Falca.
Okay. All righty. So thank you for that information. Oh, no. Many horses for sure.
You're not zoned for equestrian.
But you have
a bridle.
They are
so small. Go look at the pictures.
I saw the pictures. You made me post them.
I know, and somebody commented, "Oh my God, Steph, you're so big!" And because you know me, I already have a body image thing.
Yeah.
And it was a joke about because the animals were so small. But I was like, "Right, I look fat. Do I look fat next to this mini donkey?"
She told me not to post certain pictures because she looked fat in them.
Oh, I do.
I'm like, you don't look. Oh,
you're insane. You're out of your mind.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, you're just saying that to be sweet. Thanks. Okay. All right. Speaking of insane. Some Madison bitches be crazy. We are almost, I think we're at 65% sold out for March 29th, Sexy Liberal. You people.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Stephanie who gathered a ragtag band of progressive jesters to rid the land of the great conservative darkness. And history was made in the great city of Madison when the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour was born.
Seems like a long time ago.
And now is their triumphant midterm election return.
We're putting the band back together.
Yes, we can.
On March 29th, Stephanie Miller and her merry, marauding collection of sexy liberal comics will return to where it all started, the Barrymore Theater in Madison, Wisconsin. Tickets are available online at barrymorelive.com. Don't miss the midterm mayhem and an early Scott Walker retirement party.
Take care now. Bye-bye then.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, March 29th at the Barrymore Theater. Go to barrymorelive.com.
Okay. Tommy in Columbus says, Steph, nothing can show more the coarsening of American politics than when Secretary Sevilla showed up at a Tennessee library to talk about the Affordable Care Act, and a Republican state senator showed up and gave her a copy of Websites for Dummies.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. Isn't that nice? Isn't that classy with a K?
Classy with a KKK.
Dummy because, yeah, she wrote the code for the website and everything. It's all totally her fault. Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, P.S., Tommy says, Steph's president, 50 Cent. See, because I was saying, when I was on vacation, there was an Obama hater. Like, I don't think history's going to... Hang on. She said, I don't think history's going to judge him kindly. And I said, yeah, well, I think it is. And I was saying that I hope when we look back in history, not only will he be seen as a great president, we will have had like 20 more black presidents, and they will all be progressively blacker until every Tea Party head in the country explodes. And I was hoping for a President Fitty, is all I'm saying. Right? What? I hope future State of the Union start with, Sup, America? Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, but we have to.
The President of the United States, Ludacris.
Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris fill cups like double D.
Yeah.
What's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in the bed.
Yeah, here comes the first lady. She's the first lady in the bed, but a freak on the
lady
what?
Ain't no lady.
What? And then a gangsta mic drop at the end of every State of the Union. What do you think?
I don't think so.
No.
I just said objects in the mirror may be blacker than they appear. In history, President Obama will seem less black and scary to many of the... The Tea Party will be extinct
when
then.
When we have to evacuate the Northern Hemisphere.
Because of Fukushima.
Oh, my God, he wedged that back in. Thank you, Jim. All right.
He's just doing it to poke me now.
Beachfront property in Antarctica.
Speaking of poking you, it's Erection Day in Virginia.
It's always Erection Day.
New polling finds a gun control issue favors Democrat Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia governor's race. Overall, the poll found him leading the Cooch by 7 points. Asked how Cuccinelli's opposition to extended background checks factors into their vote. 47% that position makes them less likely to vote for him, as opposed to 18% who said it made them more likely to vote for them. Because, by the way, just in time, not just the LAX shooting is the latest story, but another story of why people should not have guns. Because of headlines like this, Jim. Propane tanks used in target practice spark a Lake County blaze. A group of people using propane tanks for target practice caused a small fire Saturday in Lake County when one of the tanks exploded. Who could have seen that coming? That's what? They're not good targets for what? I don't. Why?
That blowed up real good.
Why?
You know, maybe these gun nuts will just shoot themselves out into extinction.
Did you get that, Newsbusters?
I mean, if they keep doing crap like that, they're all going to die.
Hey, can you go reposition that propane tank while I...
I got third-degree burns. Thanks, Obama.
Propane tank blew up my face because my buddy shot it. Thanks, Obama. Propane tanks never used to blow up when you shot them before we had the black guy. Okay, Terry McAuliffe yesterday.
Ken Cuccinelli has focused his entire career on issues that divide Virginians. He has attacked women's health care access, the Social Security that you've paid into, and scientific research.
Charlie Pierce, who we'll talk to in a few minutes, said it's because he's against any orgasm of which he does not approve. It's not a cooch-approved orgasm. Stop that! Stop it!
You're doing it wrong!
Stop it! Okay, Hillary Clinton yesterday.
Terry has always been there for me, and I'm pleased to be here for him.
Aww. And Joe Biden was there, too. Did he and Hillary talk? Awkward. Ever since the... Because apparently they polled, you know, replacing him with Hillary on the ticket.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that's a pretty big...
Deal.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Everything they talk about, without exaggeration... is about turning back what the rest of the country and the world thinks is progress.
Aw, and the cooch. He still thinks he's got the chance, little feller.
Fight back against the president and Obamacare and Terry McAuliffe and do it with our votes tomorrow right here in Virginia. Tomorrow is our day, folks. Tomorrow is our day.
It's in a votes wagon. That's his last event was in a votes wagon because there's only a couple people. That's why it sounds like...
Bless his heart.
Aw, bless his heart.
He can only afford one of those cheerleader megaphones.
Senator Marco Rubio.
The person running for governor on the Democratic side not only supports Obamacare, he actually thinks it doesn't go far enough in the direction of government control.
Yes, right, as do most people, actually.
Because
the vast majority of people that are not for the Affordable Care Act, it's because it doesn't go far enough. It's not enough like Medicare.
So government control is defined as pitting private insurance companies against each other to compete for your business?
Right, that will continue to mislead you to sell you the highest priced plans that they possibly can.
Okay.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Sorry. You know what I was doing?
What?
I was reading more of this Talking Points memo story, and it's making me mad.
Uh-oh.
Madder and madder. Do it. It's posted on our Facebook page.
It is.
All right. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Let's go to Brad in Virginia. Hello, Brad.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Brad. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I've got two quick comments. One is, I'm not going to call the president a liar, but would you admit that he was not... quite forthright with them. He was not quite honest or
No, I would say he was not quite precise. I would have said that it would have to have been a very, very long qualifying, you know.
But isn't it a big difference between what he's saying now and what he has said? Because here's my situation. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not the greatest, but it's fine. But I also, what really helped me out was I had a part-time teaching position that provided part-time benefits. It provided me with a supplemental health insurance policy, and over the last 2 years, I've had about 6 surgeries. And in each case, it paid a good part of what my out-of-pocket was. And now, because that plan doesn't fit the standards of the Affordable Care Act, that plan has been canceled and it can't be replaced. So, you know, one of the big holes in the law is that people who may have had some kind of secondary insurance will lose that coverage because the policy itself does
What is secondary insurance? I'm sorry, maybe I'm not understanding
It was a part-time policy. I had a part-time teaching job, and basically what it did is it covered up to $5,000 or $10,000 per year out-of-pocket expenses. So it would pay my co-pays for doctor visits. You know, I had surgery. I had a $4,000 bill coming from it. It paid $2,500. So it would meet some of the expenditures that I would have had to pay out of pocket for my primary insurance.
So what, I don't understand. Why can't you get insurance on the exchange?
Because on the exchange, I only paid $35 a month for that policy. And it provided
$35 a month for.
And it provided me with up to $10,000 a year of additional coverage.
Yeah, I call Bolt on that story. You have a policy to pay. You pay $35 a month. Okay, this is like the story, the CBS woman. She paid, you know, $54 a month because it covered nothing. I mean, that's the problem. Anyone can call a show and go, this and this and this.
Yeah, unless his employer
I paid
in
a nickel
amount.
A month before Obamacare, and it paid for thousands of dollars of surgery. I'm like, I call BS on that.
Well, the only way I can see it working is if the employer kicked in a pretty large amount of money.
Right, and he's obviously, eligible for subsidies if he makes that little money. I mean, it depends. That's the problem. They obviously are paying people to call radio shows and go, I paid a penny and I had
coverage from AFTRA and SAG, AFTRA's primary.
Right.
And it used to be your dues took care of it, but it's been getting more and more expensive over the years.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, that's because healthcare has been getting more and more expensive.
By the way, the not so fun facts from this, I mean, this is just one case, but. You know, there are so many that are similar. This is the one in the Talking Voice memo story. Donna received, and this is the thing, I think it's a public service for us to really highlight this and say, just be careful. Because they are actively, in a lot of cases, insurance companies trying to dupe you. Guess what? Just like they used to, as Jim just was sort of alluding to. Donna received a letter canceling her insurance on September 16th. Her insurance company, LifeWise of Washington, told her they'd identified a new plan for her. See, they've always been helpers, Jim. We just didn't realize.
Right. Yeah.
If she did nothing, she'd be covered. Yes, what she found is she'd be paying an additional $300 a month for coverage. The letter made no mention of the health insurance marketplace that would soon open in Washington where she could shop for competitive plans, and only an oblique reference to financial help that she might qualify for if she made the effort to call and find out. They're counting on people being A, lazy, and B, stupid, and C, trusting them. Otherwise, she'd automatically be rolled over into a new plan. Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, you can stay in the Barca Lounger. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it.
And the letter said, if you're happy with this plan, do nothing. See, that's what, you know, the president's, if you like your plan, like, trust us, if you like your plan, right.
Oh, and by the way, we're not going to cover you for anything because being human is a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Right. If Donna had done nothing, she would have ended up spending about $1,000 more a month for insurance than she will now that she went to the marketplace, picked the best plan for her and her family, and assessed tax credits at the heart of the health care reform law. The info that we were sent by LifeWise, she said, was totally bogus. Why the heck did they try to screw us? Donna said, Donna, you little lamb. Because they're insurance companies. That's why. People who are afraid of the ACA should be much more afraid of insurance companies who exploit their fear and end up overcharging them. It's the scorpion and the frog story.
Yeah.
Right?
The scorpion jumps on the back of the frog.
Right,
asks
the frog
the
to give it a ride, and he says, you're
monkey.
A scorpion, you're going to sting me. He's like, no, I'm not, because then we'll both drown. You'll die, and we'll both drown. And he goes, okay, jumps on his back, stings him halfway across. Why did you do that?
Because I'm a scorpion.
I'm a scorpion.
It's in my
nature.
That's
what I do.
Why the heck they try to screw us? Because that's what we do. We're insurance companies.
What did you expect? That we'd actually insure you?
Hey, guys.
Tell me another one.
Come listen to this. Hey, guys, come here.
Someone, your eyes
got. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my eyes.
That's rich.
Oh, my God. Donna's not alone. Across the country, insurance companies have sent misleading letters to consumers trying to lock them into their company's own, sometimes more expensive health insurance plans rather than let them shop for insurance and tax credits on the marketplaces, which could lead people like Donna spending thousands more for insurance than the law intended. In some cases, mentions of the marketplace in those letters are relegated to a mere footnote, which can be easily overlooked. The insurance companies argue it's simply capitalism at work, but regulators don't see it that way. a health policy analyst said, if you're an insurance company, you're trying to hang on to the consumers you have at the highest price you can get them. You can take advantage of the confusion about what people get to have now. It's a new world. It's disappointing that insurance companies are sending confusing letters to consumers to take advantage of that confusion. The reality is that this could do real harm. Oh, that'll hurt the insurance companies that we are disappointed.
Disappointed.
Oh.
Disappointed.
Oh, that hurts us. Oh. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Frankly, I'm surprised you're not across the street.
Stephanie Miller.
Where they drink for fun, instead of here, where a horrible addiction compels you.
Intuitives. 34 minutes after the hour. Comedian Kevin Nealon coming up next hour. 1-800-STEPH12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Hey, speaking of funny, everybody. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hi, boys and girls.
How are you, sir?
Fine. Guess where I was this weekend?
Where?
Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles?
Hello. No call, no nothing.
I was out at the Santa Anita, the Breeders' Cup.
I was at the Mini Horse Farm.
Actually, I was working the day watch out of Homicide. My partner was Bill Gannon.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California.
Boy, I was staying in that LA Live place downtown near the Staples Center.
Oh, that can be a madhouse. Oh,
that boy. Place is nuts.
Yeah.
Aw, you could have come stay with...
I looked out my window at like, because I couldn't get back on, I couldn't get off East Coast time, so at like 4 o'clock in the morning, I look at my window, there's a giant Chris Hemsworth waving his mighty hammer.
Yeah. You're going to get that down there.
Up as Thor.
You could come stay with Mama and Max and Fred anytime you want.
I'll stay with Mama and the doggies, absolutely.
Please.
So anyway, I had a lovely weekend at Santa Anita where I saw an unbelievable number of like C-list character TV actors.
almost anywhere in LA.
Throng there.
All right.
I was in a vegetable juice bar right behind Brian Dennehy yesterday.
Wow, that was kind of cool.
You name dropper. That is so weird.
I had juice made out of beets. What is wrong with you people?
I don't know.
I've never.
We put kale in everything.
I've never had kale juice in my life.
Right.
So not all of us do that.
So if it was a Breeders' Cup, does it mean no gay people could show up?
Hey, now we're talking. Lord.
All right, speaking of horse races, Charlie Pierce, let's get to the elections today, shall we?
Sure.
See what I did there? See what I did there? I took the reins of this show, and I just pulled you all right back on track.
Go to the whip, Mama. Go to the whip.
Oh, Charlie. You said, holy crap, the cooch, of course, obviously going to lose today. You say this country cannot allow 1/50th of itself to fall under the control of bizarre vaginophobe. Who spends his entire life being concerned that someone somewhere is having an orgasm of which he doesn't approve? We cannot have non-cooch approved orgasms.
Well, not only that, but against all possible odds, they found an even crazier guy to run for lieutenant governor.
Who is that?
Oh, the Reverend E.W. What's his name?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Who's like from St. Looney up to cream bun and jam or something, as Monty Python would put it. And then this guy Openshain, the guy who's running for attorney general, is no bargain either.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You were talking about Jason Thigpen as well, formerly a Republican in North Carolina who said, I've decided to run as a Democrat rather than a Republican. I simply cannot stand a party where its most extreme element promote hate and division amongst people. Nothing about my platform has nor will change. The government shutdown was simply the straw that broke the camel's back. I guess being an American just isn't good enough anymore, and I refuse to be part of an extremist movement in the GOP that appears to thrive on fear and hate mongering of anyone and everyone who doesn't walk their line. And as you say, all that's great, except the part about your platform is going to have to change.
Your platform, which, by the way, calls for a return of power to the states, that has to change.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I suspect, although he may have he may have laundered this particular part of his resume. I suspect he's not good on lady parts and the ladies who have them either. But
well, you said abandoning the philosophy of states' rights should be fundamental to, especially if you're as vexed about voter suppression as you claim to be, because he was the one that, you know, spoke out about these voter suppression laws in North Carolina. But as you say, you want to be in the party, you got to take the antidote to the damaging policies you swallowed for your whole career. Because, like I was saying this earlier, Charlie, about whether it's affordable care, food stamps, it's not one guy or one. This is their philosophy.
Yeah,
right?
that was an astonishing moment this weekend. By the way, the 47 million people who got chucked off food stamps didn't even get a mention on any of the Sunday shows.
Right.
Not one.
Right. Yeah, I know. An outrage.
I had to listen to Mitt Romney, who leads nobody anywhere.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
No constituency at all.
I needed
talk about how the president's second term is already demolished.
Yeah, I know. I needed your roundup this week. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what Charlie says about the. You called it a glorious fiesta of unbridled bull on Meet the Press. Yeah. Right?
Well, they had not only Mitt Romney, but they had Bill Kristol.
Yeah. Who you?
I mean,
said,
that's astonishing.
You said he finally
like,
became
that's like the Los Alamos of bullpucky.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to get them too close to each other because a chain reaction will start that no man can stop.
You said yes. He became too much even for Fox News, which let him go, knowing full well there'd be cowardly demi-liberal somewhere to give him a gig. Hello, David Gregory. Yeah, and you say Quinkley sent the hogwash needle into the red zone. I mean, it just. And that was, you I know, took particular glee in listening to Mitt Romney, who you know exactly what he did in Massachusetts because you're from there, trying to spin that, right?
Well, this is the thing. He tried this, by the way, he tried this in 2012, and you may have noticed he, like, lost the election
in
all the papers. Everybody in his party hates him. Anybody who's ever spent 15 minutes in the same room with him hates him. And now we're finding out why, because the new political gossip book is talking about what a real bite he is. But
A bite of the as you say, yes.
But we are now going to rehabilitate him over the next 2 years and pretend like he's a national leader in the Republican Party that spits up at the mention of his name. I don't think so.
And you make a great point. If he'd run in 2008 and 2012, we would have heard none of this. We would have heard how he made it happen in Massachusetts.
Oh,
he can make it happen for the country, right?
Go back and look at what he was saying when other people were attacking him in 2006 and 2007. It was all about the Republican who had a health care plan, a markets-based solution, and how he did it in a blue state. And worked across the aisle. And then he realized that sometime between 2008 and 2012, the prion disease that had been afflicting his party had finally seized the higher the higher functions, and his party had gone out of its mind.
Yeah.
Look, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So, like, poor people in Mississippi, deserve good health care less than poor people in Massachusetts?
Right, that's what you said. I'd still like him to explain why poor people in Massachusetts deserve it more than poor people in, say, Louisiana. I mean, I know all this bull crap. Oh, the wonderful democracy, states, bastards.
The laboratories of democracy.
Laboratories of blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, please.
The laboratories of democracy.
Laboratories of democracy.
He brought us an abnormal brain. He said, and you said he accused the president of fundamental dishonesty. You said from a guy who spent 3 years running from his own record. Who barbered his own book between hardcover and paperback? Yeah, I mean, it was stunning.
Yeah, and of course, David Gregory sits there like a bobblehead dog in the back of a sedan going down the highway in Nebraska.
You said Mitt Romney says a man who mustered a grand total of 206 electoral votes, could, to borrow a phrase from Coach Bob Knight, could not lead a whore to bed. and you make a great point. The reason insurance is more expensive in Massachusetts is because it's better insurance. I mean, it just...
And why is it better insurance? Because it has to conform to standards.
Right.
Because we don't allow the sale of junk policies here, because that's what affordable... Because that's what Romney Care was all about.
Right.
Which
right.
is why, we're into this bizarre cycle in the news now where we see these poor, sad victims of Obamacare... And then somebody does the actual reporting over the next 12 hours, and lo and behold, the stories aren't as sad as they appear to be. And not only that, they don't have to be sad at all.
No, and somebody made a great point, Charlie. That is why they got to fix this as soon as possible, because you shouldn't have to have a reporter do it. But you're right. In story after story, a reporter does the work and goes, "Oh no, see, here's a much better option." They're like, "Oh, thank you."
Yeah.
It's like But anyway, Bill Kristol, I am so glad that you, because I thought, oh my God. It is not the fact, it's not surprising that Bill Kristol lied, A, but B, he said the $600 million Yeah. Thing again about that's what it costs them at the website and blah, blah. And you say, no, stop right there.
Yeah,
600 million figure, easily debunked lie. There is no longer any to listen to Bill Kristol on any subject ever.
No, that's the point where the host pushes the button right. and the chair falls out from under you and you fall into the Rancor pit.
Yes.
Right.
And you are eaten and you become a skinless skull that lies around the cave for the rest of the millennium.
But no, David Gregory, shockingly, just let that go. Right. And I love as you say, you move over to ABC, where he brought on Our Lady of Magic Dolphins.
Oh, she was
Peggy Noonan.
She was absolutely insane this week. It was wonderful. It was a marvel to behold. There were 5 or 10 cartoon canaries flitting around her head at once.
You said she, who once again has seen something like she's never seen before. And the cartoon canaries flittering in and out of her ears are just awed by the barren enormity of the spectacle of a malfunctioning website. Yeah, it's always just it's like a first. Everything's a first in history, I guess.
Well, yeah, because this is a woman who worked for a White House that sold missiles to the Ayatollah.
But she's never seen anything like this.
Like a badly functioning website. Holy God.
Jesus Mary, as you would say.
Daddy, my vodka immediately.
And by the way, I love when he asked her, Peggy Noonan, you spent some time with Governor Christie this week, and she said, I found him to be an example of the lost joy, the lost pleasure of politics.
Oh, my God.
Well, most
really?
People find him to be a big fat bully. That's what most people find him to be.
I do not know a single woman who likes Chris Christie,
yeah.
who sees in him whatever it is that like is starting to send a tingle up Chris Matthews' leg. That's going to drive. I swear to God, I said this yesterday. This is what's going to drive me out of political blogging is going to be the bro crush on Chris Christie from people like Matthews over the next 2 years.
My God, my God.
Because we went through this before. Remember, with a governor who rolled up a big win in his reelection, and then everybody liked him because he was a wise cracking guy who you could have a beer with. Yeah. That didn't work out real well.
Yeah. Yeah, it did not. We're having Chris on tomorrow. I'll certainly bring that up with
him.
Yes. Are you having him on tomorrow?
We are.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I shouting?
Yeah. I do remember the, what was the, when Bush landed on the aircraft carrier. Look at
him.
He looks like looks like he served. I mean, he didn't, but look at him. He looks like a...
Chris Matthews. Not
yes.
Chris Matthews we have
on.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's right. He was the one who was talking. You know, but the thing that's important to remember about that segment is, do you know who he was talking with when he was talking about the president's bulge?
No.
Gordon Liddy.
Oh, God, that's right.
Oh, G. Gordon Liddy.
A real crazy person.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
So is he going to come on there and talk about how Tip and Ronnie saved democracy? And
yeah.
Oh, God. When am I getting Jessica Lange, first of all?
That's rescheduled, but you just wait there.
I mean, this is a real bait and switch. You promised me Jessica Lange and give me Chris Matthews.
I love Chris Matthews.
These are not interchangeable blonde people here.
I know. Oh, it doesn't get a tingle up your leg?
Wait a minute. I got Chris Matthew crystals instead of my Jessica Lange. What? All right. You just be good, and Jessica Lange will be back.
And the next time I come to L.A., I'll stay with the doggies.
Yes, please.
You need to come into studio with us.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, but I had to work all day yesterday. I thought about like just stopping by, but then I realized I didn't know where the studio was.
It's a lot roomier than the one in D.C.
Oh yes, the closet. The closet.
Oh, I like that one. I looked really skinny because I was sort of holding my breath because otherwise nobody else could breathe.
Love you, Charlie Pierce.
Bye, guys.
See you next week. All right, there he goes, Charlie Pierce. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. This hour brought to you by Carbonite. Imagine walking into your office realizing all of your valuable computer files are poof. They're poof. They're gone.
Kablooey.
Documents, contracts, invoices, contact lists, all wiped out. With computer viruses, crashes, accidental deletions, this could be a reality if you're not backing up your business files regularly. That's why you need Carbonite online backup, just like the protection they provide for your personal computer files, all those family pictures, music, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Carbonite will take care of backing up your business computer files automatically and continually, no matter how many computers your business has or where they're located. Yeah, we always have mishaps here at the Stephanie Miller Show. There was just a guy in here with a power tool.
Yes, there was.
Something's going on over there.
We're fixing Jim's headphone jack.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's jacked. The jack is jacked.
Yes, and we have definitely had computer viruses here. We've had stuff happen. So you will always have peace of mind if you have Carbonite, knowing all your files are safe. It's affordable. It's easy to set up. I use it. You should, too. Go to Carbonite.com right now. Type in my offer code Stephanie. You get a free trial, no credit card required, plus two free bonus months with your subscription, Carbonite.com. Offer code Stephanie. All right, where is my air raid siren? When I get a text from Roland, sexy little tour director, call my cell ASAP. I assume there's some sort of emergency of some kind. And it turns out there is. There's going to be a huge sexy liberal announcement in about 10 minutes.
What?
We've got, the sexy liberal elves have gotten another box office up and running. Madison almost sold out. Seattle on its way to being sold out. I sense this is another avalanche that will one day crush me. This is the tour that will kill me.
Well,
I thought I had hidden for a moment, but no, it has started again.
Can you
all
give a
the
hint?
Madness. No, I cannot.
Oh, come on.
It's a hot announcement. It's going to be, it's a hot, it's really, really hot. That's as good as I'm doing. Okay. All right, okay. Let me get back to the fun facts of this, not so fun facts, pardon me, of this Talking Points memo piece that we posted up on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It will make you mad. But you have to, buyer, beware. These stories are going on all over the country, as Charlie was just talking about. All these people, they ping, oh my God, they're bad, yeah. And then a reporter, it's like, then it's like polite chipmunks. Polite chipmunk reporters. Oh, here's a new plan we found for you.
You. Oh no, you first. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry now that I told CBS that Obama sucked and I lost my plan that I loved. This Donna, the one that is, you know, in this piece, the Talking Points memo, the September 16th letter from LifeWise, be careful of these letters you're getting. A lot of times, the insurance companies are trying to steer you into their own more expensive plans. Go to the exchange. Told her existing plan was being canceled to comply with the new requirements of Obamacare, and she would automatically be rolled over into a new plan. Oh, aren't they helpful? That was, quote, the closest match to her old plan.
Uh-huh.
If we don't hear from you, we'll automatically move you to this plan. You'll be covered starting January 1st. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thanks, you guys.
Except
stay in the Baca Lounger.
You're human, and you will probably get sick someday, so we can't cover you.
Fast forward a month, Donna was able to log on to Washington's Marketplace Shop for Insurance. What did she find? Options.
Options?
What?
Trademark Obamacare.
Are those legal?
Now they are. Thank you for asking, Chris. A LifeWise plan with the same deductible they offered her outside the exchange was a little cheaper. Plans with a lower deductible had the same or lower premiums as the LifeWise plan. What she ended up buying was a plan through Community Health Plan of Washington with a $250 deductible. And crucially, she discovered she would qualify for a federal tax subsidy that would knock her monthly premium to $80. Her daughter could enroll in Medicaid at no cost to the family. Here's the bottom line. If Donna had taken the default option, stay in the Barca Lounger, Donna. We'll do it all for you.
We'll just do it automatically. You don't have to lift a finger.
Right. Blah, blah. That was offered, blah, blah, blah. She would have paid nearly $1,000 per month for a worse plan than she was able to obtain on the marketplace.
God.
Oy. As a result of that letter sent to Donna, state regulators in Washington issued a consumer alert on September 19th warning residents about misleading information. Don't just take what your insurance company says. They said, make sure you shop around. You have the right to buy any plan inside the new exchange or in the outside market. But the agency does not have the statutory authority to stop LifeWise from sending these misleading letters. So that's really important. This is a great example of the kind of consumer abuses that are typical of the insurance industry, and they're supposed to stop under the ACA, said one insurance expert. In this area, the executive director of Healthcare for America Now. In this case, they're just trying to get in one more abuse.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's an abusive spouse just trying to get in one more punch before the president stops him. That's all it is.
I didn't like the way she was looking at me.
Oh.
Oh, the president's here. I got to stop now.
It's not funny.
I didn't say it was funny. It's true.
All right.
Okay. Not everything's supposed to be funny, Chris.
Fine, whatever.
Life ain't a cabaret, my friend. For instance, how about this one I mentioned earlier? CBS News Obamacare quote-unquote victim now calls losing health plan a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. I just realized it hurts when he hits me. When Diane Barrett appeared on CBS this morning, I was mentioning this case earlier, she instantly became the poster child for all those Americans whose insurance companies are terminating their plans due to higher standards dictated by the Obamacare. Now the 56-year-old Florida resident admits losing her health insurance may not be so terrible after all. So the plan, she was paying $54 a month, which this guy that called in earlier, I was paying a penny, and it was, and it paid, I have $700,000 surgery on my spleen, and it paid for it. Yeah, really? I don't think so, buddy.
The plan she Thanks, paid, Obama.
The plan she paid $54 a month for, come on, what does common sense tell you? The Consumer Reports called that junk health insurance. It only pays $50 toward most of the services it covers. God. Oh, that's nice.
$50?
That's not even a premium voucher.
It's a serious plan.
That's a coupon for a dollar off a Wendy's value meal.
So listen to this. The cheapest plan available for Barrett after, Barrett, I think her name is, after federal subsidies are subtracted, or maybe her name's Scrunchy, I can't tell. They would cost around $100 per month, or just $50 more than she was paying before, and would protect her from bankruptcy, something her old plan did not do. Anyway, when this was explained to Barrett, she responded, "I would jump at it."
It's probably Barrett.
With my age, things can happen. I don't want to have the bills that can make me bankrupt. I don't want to lose my house. She explained how happy she was with her current insurance. On CBS said, "Why do I have to be forced into something else?" After learning about her options, she said, "Maybe it's a blessing in disguise." Oi, oi, oi.
It's not a blessing in disguise, it's just a blessing.
Yes. No, there's no disguise.
No.
Just take it.
Yes.
It's Lucy in disguise. All
right.
With diamonds.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is. Sorry. Sexy little liberal machinery is going insane.
You just threw your phone down.
Right.
Is it okay?
Yeah, okay. Everything's fine.
All right.
6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12.
Gangsta phone drop.
Gangsta phone drop. All right. Yikes. Sexyliberal.com. Sexyliberal on Facebook. By the way, the final 2013 show, Seattle, going crazy, selling very fast. March in 29th in Madison, almost sold out. Dear God in heaven. And we did not know if the Sexy Liberal Elves had the next box office ready for the next big Sexy Liberal announcement. Drum roll. But it is.
Hey, Phoenix. We've got something to really get you to rise.
You bet I do.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is returning to the Orpheum Theater on February 15th.
Okay, then.
Stephanie Miller and her Sexy Liberal crew will bring their ribald political comedy to the Orpheum Theater.
Well, it ain't Ozzy and Harriet.
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 602-262-7272. Join in the fun and frivolity with the Sexy Liberal family.
What? Are you kidding? We got us a family here.
It was one of the hottest, fastest selling shows in 2012, and it's the only Arizona appearance in 2014.
You'll like these guys. They're cool.
So get your tickets now.
So many social engagements, so little time.
That's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour at the Orpheum Theater on February 15th.
Does it come in funny shapes?
Well, if round's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, kids. Wowee. You're going to that one, Chris, right?
I will be there.
Your home state.
Well, yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll be there.
All right. Phoenix in February. Very, very exciting. Box office just opened. I believe the phone lines don't open until for like an hour. An hour from now. Phoenix time. Who can tell what time it is in Phoenix? They're
well,
very tricky.
They're now Mountain Standard Time.
Right.
And so they're an hour ahead
of
us now.
In about 50 minutes, the phone line's open. Okay. The box office just opened now.
We're going to have to do the time zone bit again.
If you want to get tickets now, go to Ticketmaster because those VIP tickets go very, very fast.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, believe me, try to do a syndicated radio from Phoenix. It's not fun with all the time changes and stuff.
They're very stealthy. It's like Jewish holidays. You never know when they are.
Well, it's like Easter.
They move around at different times.
I never know when Easter is.
Okay. That's because you're a godless heathen. That's why.
I like the colored eggs.
Hey, Dernt in Wisconsin says Obamacare don't work, and he wants to talk about it. Hello, Dernt. Welcome. Hello,
Dernt. Excuse me?
Hello, Dernt. Welcome.
I just wanted to, you know, I know there's a lot of joking and funny stuff on your show and whatnot, but I just wanted to tell you that some of us out here in the heartland, you know, our health care plan is working just fine, and we don't need the government to make us change to something else. I'm a hardworking farmer. I don't go to the doctor, and that's my being healthy. And
that's your health care plan?
You don't go to the doctor?
That's my health care plan. And I don't appreciate...
What if your arm gets cut off by a thresher?
Right.
Well, you know what? I've paid a lot of taxes over the years, and, you know, I feel like I played plenty into the government.
Right, but you didn't answer my question.
And I think if I had to get some help now and again, that's my plan.
Wait, because you paid taxes, you think they're going to help you if your arm gets caught in a thresher?
Yes.
But they're not. You need health insurance.
Yes.
Well, I know that if I have to go to the doctor with all I've paid, they're not going to just let me bleed out on the sidewalk.
The doctor isn't funded by your tax dollars.
All right.
Was that the
Stop
bit of performance
it. It was
going to
get mean in a minute. Just Dernt is confused.
He's a hard-working
bit.
Farmer.
I know Obamacare Dernt work for him.
Dernt work?
Oh, my God.
Never going to work for Dernt.
So he's, let me get this straight, probably like an anti-Obama, anti-big government person, but he says because he's paid taxes.
That he should go to any doctor
right.
he wants.
Sure,
right.
If I get my arm caught in
the government.
For sure. The government.
The government.
The government's going to do it.
The government should just pay for that. He's paid enough taxes. The government's not going to let him bleed out after his arm gets caught in them.
And a thresher. Or maybe a kerm burn.
A kerm burn!
Okay. Now I'm crying. I can't see my materials.
Oh,
or maybe a word tripper.
Dirt got Kurt in the word tripper.
That call would come from Mrs. Dernt, I'm guessing. Kerm Herd!
This is Mrs. Dernt.
Kerm the word tripper.
Kerm Kirk.
Oh, God.
Dernt is under the Dernder. The Dernder tractor.
Dernt got run over by a tractor. Better call the hospital. Is there a doctor in the hearse?
Cart hearse and cart hospital because he didn't plan for having an accident. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
My son's herp and derp will meet you at the hearse printer.
Oh, my God. Okay, I need to take
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, hello, Elva and Madison. Hello.
Hello, Stephanie. I just wanted to say for all those people that are whining about, I don't have a prostate, so I won't ever need prostate.
Right.
You know, to just get over that.
Right.
For instance, if I were to go and try to buy a new car and say, you know what, I really like to just roll up my window by hand and I just want my cassette there because I never got into CDs and I don't want that. So I want you to get me a car that doesn't have any of those things. How much do you think I would be paying for a customized car or a table? I can say, I don't like to watch channels X, Y, and Z, so give me a package.
Thank you.
I only want to watch these. And you know what? You might say, well, no one is forcing me to buy cable or a car. My point is that sometimes things are bundled and
packaged and
cheaper that way.
That's right. I don't have it. I don't watch half the channels I have.
Oh, my car doesn't have surf deglurers.
Jennifer.
The dashboard's made of steel. It's got spikes on it.
What the hell? I didn't know. I ordered this. Jennifer in San Diego on Man and Lady Bits. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. I'm so happy to talk to you guys. I took issue with what Chris said earlier. The fact
who
that,
didn't? I take issue with everything Chris says earlier.
I know. I'm used to it. Bring it on.
Until he says some new dumb thing, and then I take issue with that.
Well, it's my turn now. So he said that he can't ever get pregnant. But, okay, so a man can't get pregnant, but a woman can't get pregnant without a man. So
I can assure you, I ain't getting any women pregnant.
Trust me, he's all safe on the pregnancy thing.
Well, okay, I personally think that's a shame, because as far as I can see, he's got great genes, but how is it any more or less likely that Stephanie will get pregnant?
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, well, it's not likely at all, unless there's...
Exactly. So
well, it's happened once in history before... All right. Uh-huh. That's the Virgin Mary joke.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, that's right. I'm like, you were pregnant at one time?
What? No. Huh?
What?
I'm a GERD.
Wow.
Max and Fred humping you? What? How did that happen?
I don't hope nobody missed Jim's rant. This is America. If I want to order a car with a
steel dashboard with
spikes in it, damn it.
Seatbelts? What the? I don't want the government telling me.
I want the government telling me what I can do in my car.
Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. Welcome.
That had to be Rick Overton.
I know. I did halfway through think, is this real?
I don't think it was real.
That cannot be a real person because no one is at Herp Derp and is still alive.
And he hacked up a loogie in the middle of the call.
I don't need a doctor.
Yeah. And the other caller who complained about losing his supplemental, maybe if he had a really, really good policy to begin with, he wouldn't need a supplemental.
There you go.
For God's sakes. But listen, here, this on the serious note, my one serious note of the day, you need to have Eric Bollard on more than once a week, because everything with all the lies about what, you know, Obama said or didn't say, the corporate media has been utterly compliant. And I just need to share that, you know, my parents were Holocaust survivors. My dad was in the resistance. He monitored radio broadcasts. In the camp, in the ghetto, they created 4 crystal sets, and they monitored the airwaves. So my dad learned to speak badly, like 4 different languages, never spoke them well, but he learned enough English, and then he would listen to what was really going on, because the Nazis, and I get the first Nazi Hitler reference of the morning, but the Nazis...
And normally that's
a legitimate one, for a change.
Yes, yeah.
Normally that goes to Jim, or of course me, because my dad was, Goering's pal, as Jim says.
Exactly.
Poker buddy. Right.
But what happened is, if you were caught, you were tortured and murdered, and then anyone that you gave, they didn't give up anybody. Everyone who was caught died without giving up anyone's names, hence I exist. But anyway, the point was that the Nazis knew, by keeping you utterly silent, misinformed, ignorant, and depressed, you would not know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have a corporate media doing exactly that.
Yep.
And it's pathetic and it's terrible, and we need more Eric Bollard and Media Matters and Talking Points Memo, et cetera.
I would like to date and kiss and marry him, live him with him full time. I agree.
Maybe he can get you pregnant.
If anyone could, he could do it.
But all right. It won't be covered.
And the good news, Sue, is now you have an empty craw. Thank you for calling. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my. How ruthlessly absurd.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Uh-oh.
What?
We're hurting people.
Uh-oh.
Listener Elise writes, I just want to tell you guys that you are totally helping me recover. I had colorectal surgery, and I'm recovering.
Ooh.
Your call with dirt just sent me into a laughing fit that was fantastic.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Careful. Careful, everybody. Careful out there.
Sorry about the carpet.
Stella, get down there. Don't laugh too hard.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Oh, Irma Gerd. Mary in Tucson may have gotten the first Phoenix Sexy Liberal tickets. Hello, Mary in Tucson.
Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Good morning.
I've got my front row center in the pit, seats 5 and 6, and I'm bringing my sexy husband, who you were crushing on.
So you were crushing on when we saw you in Albuquerque.
Oh, yahoo! All right. February, what is it? I can't remember now. It just went on sale minutes ago.
15th.
February 15th in Phoenix at the Orpheum Theater. Just went on
That's
sale.
That's our Valentine's weekend show.
Aw, precious.
That's perfect.
I will dry hump your husband as I did last year in honor of Valentine's Day.
He'll be thrilled beyond
belief. Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Mayor. See you there. Yay.
You get a lot of sexy liberal strange on Valentine's weekend.
Woot. Okay, let's go to Helen in Albuquerque. Speaking of Albuquerque.
Sure. You're between left and Albuquerque.
Hello, Helen. Hi, Helen. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I hear her.
Tom in Pennsylvania. What? Hello, Tom. Hello. Hello, Tom. What's going on with the phones?
Hello.
Huh?
Hello. Oh, hi.
Yeah. Hi. Just saying, I'm listening about the health care program from the Obamacare, and what about someone that has what the government deems is too much health care? Now, I'm a union representative. We negotiated really, really good health care benefits, and if this thing goes through, I'm going to have to pay $1,200 more a year for my health care because they want to be taxed on it. I mean, the government's deciding whether you have too little or too much. And this is the thing. I mean, it's great for people that don't have the health care that can get benefits and all these subsidies, but these subsidies have to be paid for by somebody, and it's going to be paid for to the middle or the upper middle class. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be paid for with a larger pool to draw from.
Well, why would I pay $1,200 more a year?
You know, Tom, I actually understand your point because I obviously, am a big fan of unions, and I speak to a lot of unions and that sort of thing. And I get it. And I've often said this, that, when we do these, demonizing of public employees, for instance, and say, they have the benefits that you're talking about. And a lot of times I get what you're saying, that you traded that in place of salary. And a lot of times, that was one of the things that you guys negotiated. And then then a lot of times we've gone back and said, we're going to take that away now. So I get it. And I get that not everybody is going to be happy with every aspect of this. But that's the whole thing, is we all got to stop being so me. Like, what about, why should I have to pay for pregnancy thing? And why should I have to pay? It's because over time it will be better and cheaper for everybody. Because, mm-hmm. as we said, when Dern gets caught in the Kern burn,
your curtain.
Ben has to go to the emergency room.
So, emergency room.
Because we don't let him bleed out on the sidewalk, as he said.
Call
in society, it doesn't cost us all more. Okay. Nancy in Los Angeles on Durant as well. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Oh, my God, I just have to say thank you so much for making my ride possible in the morning. This last nerpy, derpy, slurpy dude, you guys had me in tears. Jimmy Ward, it's Nancy Kane, how are you?
Hey.
Hey.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
I got to beat up in the bank again.
Yeah, I know.
I have to take my kid to school so early in the morning, I'd rather eat glass than get up, but you guys make my
life. Aw, yay.
Thank you, Nick. Thank God you don't have one of those libertarian steel dashboards with spikes in it. Or when Jim Ward makes you laugh, because... Yeah, Dirt made me cry, too.
Nancy and I were in a theater company together for a while.
Oh, cool.
Running her with the credit union.
My God. For instance, if you are injured, say, dueling Rand Paul, who wants to duel everybody.
Oh, God.
By the way, I forgot to ask Charlie Pierce. He offered to duel, him on behalf of Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
He hasn't offered to duel anybody for me. I have people on Newsbusters every day that want to duel me.
They're not a threat.
I wish you could still challenge my entire duel.
Please, you little 4'11" tribble. You're not going to... Rachel Maddow could take him out with one punch.
I'll bite your kneecap. I will. I'll do it. Ow! You knocked my hair off.
He said accusations of plagiarism in his speeches makes him wish dueling were legal in Kentucky. Oh,
so,
please.
So he would like to shoot Rachel
You'd
Maddow.
You'd spend a lot of time on the floor if dueling were legal in Kentucky.
Ow!
He will be dropping you like a little sack of potatoes.
Won't
left
you
and right.
Hit me. Ow! Okay, I challenge you to it. Ow!
By the way, he's got a lot of dueling to do because media outlets, including Politico and BuzzFeed, in addition to Rachel on MSNBC, have detailed instances in which his speeches or entire lines seem to mimic verbatim other sources, including Wikipedia and stories from the AP.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Ow! Dad! She hit me!
He would never get an actual duel because his silly little toupee would fly off. Okay. Let's go to, where is...
That was his toupee flying off.
Is that what it sounds
That's
like?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Frank in Pennsylvania. Hello.
Thanks for taking me.
Sure.
Part of a, I'm a care, the word insurance. Because when you put the word insurance in and you leave it into the private market is then going to make a profit. No one should make a profit on my health. And when you pay insurance premiums every month, they're doing nothing but gambling on hoping your house doesn't burn down, your health doesn't go bad. And in this society in 2013 and in this nation, no one should have to gamble on their health. If you're sick, you should be able to go to the hospital.
Right. You know, Frank, I think it was who was it? Nick Kristof wrote about his friend getting prostate cancer and dying last year. And he said, you know, did he take a gamble, you know, on not having good health coverage? Yeah, but he said it's not a gamble you should have to die for in this country. And I agree. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Kevin Nealon next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I look silly.
If by silly you mean beautiful, then yes, you do look silly.
Oh, that's because you're not looking at me in HP. All right. Hey. Speaking of funny, a lot of people, we're going to post the Dernt call.
We will.
Who we think was real and not Rick Overton, but who can say? It's like a Kevin Nealon character. It's so eerily compelling and hilarious. Oh, look, Kevin Nealon's
here
now.
Hey, what are the odds?
Good morning, Kevin Nealon.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
How are you, sir?
Why do I know like I why do I feel like I know you so well? Did you used to stand up?
I still do. sort of.
I saw you at the UCLA Comedy Club in one of the dorms in 1980 something.
Holy cow.
You were headlining.
Yeah, that's probably why I feel a connection to you because I think we probably hung out a lot doing stand up.
Right, probably.
Yeah.
Or we slept together, who can say? It was
well,
the 80s.
I can't keep track of all that.
You have an upcoming benefit, Comedy Gives Back, to benefit Malaria No More. Tell us, please, Mr. Nealon.
Well, malaria is, as we all know, a big killer in those countries. Those, I guess they call them third world countries. But I was just in South Africa shooting a movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. It's called A Family Moon. Get that little plug in there.
You name dropper.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there were, you know, I guess our safari guide was asking us what we thought was the biggest killer out of all the things in Africa, and people were saying rhino, you know, and hippo and all that, and it was actually the mosquito that carries malaria.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know, it's a big problem that they have there, especially in some certain areas and during the summer, I guess.
And this is kind of a cool thing. This organization, Comedy Gives Back, it's actually and it's a 24-hour international digital comedy telethon, right?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's happening in a lot of different cities on the same day.
Yeah, I mean, it shows in New York, L.A., London, Sydney, the whole event streamed live. That is a really cool concept, and all to benefit a cause. And this year, the cause is the Malaria No More, right?
That's right. That's right. Have you ever had malaria, Stephanie?
I have not, Kevin. I have had Lyme disease, if you want to get competitive.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? They're coming out with so many vaccinations now. You know you can get a vaccine for shingles?
Wow.
When you get to over 50, though, or 60 or something.
I did not know that. But at any rate, you're doing the one here in L.A., right, at the Improv?
I am, yeah.
And a lot of other great, Dana Gould,
A lot of great Dana Gould will be there, yeah.
a lot of Dana, Danes and Danas, right.
Yeah, and you know what, I love the Improv because I used to bartend there in 1980, around there for like 2 years.
Holy cow.
When I was first starting out, and I met so many people there, like Andy Kaufman and, you know, Robin Williams, Steve Martin. It was really a great entry thing for me.
If we're being competitive, I used to be a waitress at the Laugh Factory, so there.
Wait, when?
I don't know, in like '19. I used to have to put the comedians' names up on the marquee with a big pole.
Oh, yeah.
And I hated Paul Rodriguez because that was a lot of letters. But and I used to freaking get hit in the head with an R. But
you liked, what's his name, Elmo? Emo.
Yes. And, oh, and I remember it was when the Laugh Factory was teeny. It was not expanded the way it is now. And I remember the company that ran the drink service, they didn't have enough glasses. And so they used to tell us that we had to go back and get all the glasses when people when they weren't even quite finished drinking so they could wash them and reuse them.
I know. Yeah. And now look at the Laugh Factory. It's everywhere.
Yes.
Chicago, Vegas, everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Tell, so tell us about the new movie.
Well, it's called The Family Moon, kind of like The Honeymoon. And yeah. And I play a... it's about this couple, these two people that have kids, and they end up having the same suite at this hotel in Africa, this resort, and of course they fall in love. And I can never remember the names of my characters in these films, but I play a guy who has a much younger wife, and I'm there on vacation, and I'm there with my 16-year-old son, and he's just humiliated that his father is with this woman who's younger than, almost younger than him. No, but he's about 22, I guess, 23. And I'm just constantly all over her making out and all that stuff.
Someone like you, I'm sure, in real life.
Oh, way unlike me.
You also have a new stand-up comedy DVD, Kevin Neal, on Whelmed But Not Overly, now available. Where might we get that?
Well, Stephanie, that's a very good question.
Thank you.
You can get that just about anywhere. You can go to your Amazon.com. You can go to your iTunes. You know, you could go to... but you know what? On this week, let's have people, like... donate to the malaria thing instead of my DVD.
Well, you know what? You give and you give. Although I'm wondering if you're going to make certain diseases jealous because you're also doing a golf classic to benefit the Melanoma Research Foundation.
That's right. That's November
18th
on my birthday, actually. And, you know, there's not enough you can do. That's what I say.
Yeah.
You know, you remember when we were starting out?
You are only one man, and there are a lot of diseases, and you are apparently a really a big giver.
That's right. Remember when you were putting up letters at the Laugh Factory?
Yes.
Remember when I was bartending at the Improv?
Yes.
Nobody was coming up to us asking us to do benefits.
No.
There were no fundraisers.
No. And thank God, and there was no Obamacare, so if I were injured by an R, there would be nothing I could have done back
That's
then.
That's right. But now right. We are giving back and giving back and giving back.
That's because until it hurts.
And pretty soon there's not going to be anything left for me to give back.
I know.
And then I'm going to have to take back and take back. And
I know. I know, Kevin. Then you will pass into a taker. But for now, you are a giver. Kevin Neal, whom
now,
we love.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kev. We will talk to you again real soon.
You're the best.
All right, you're the
Thank
best. No, you.
Right.
Love you. He's just cuddly. When
he
you
is.
See him in person, you just want to cuddle.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, by the way, a couple of people were talking about, this one, Darren in Oregon. A lot of people said the same thing about dirt. Darren in Oregon, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Good morning, Goddess Stephanie. How
Thank
are you?
You. Thank you, Darren. Good. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to actually agree with Farmer Dirt. You know, I mean, he said it kind of funny, but in the at the end of it all, he actually made a really good case for single-payer health care.
That's what somebody said. He likes that there's socialism.
Taxes, and if he gets sick or if he gets his arm locked off in a tiller, then, yeah, you go to the doctor and you get taken care of.
Right, right, because he's paid. We paid enough taxes. There you go. Thank you, Dirt. Delightful argument for single-payer.
That's why I think it was performance art.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I think it was.
Rick Overton, call us and confess if that was you.
Have you ever seen Dirt and Rick Overton in the same room at the same time?
No.
Rick Overton.
Oh my God.
In the server.
And like Steph said, we're going to be posting that call on your Facebook
Lots of
page on SoundCloud.
Due to popular demand.
Yeah.
Okay. By the by, we get all the news here first from our friend that gave us a tour of the White House, but the gay rights bill has cleared these.
Eddie.
A bill to ban workplace discrimination against gays narrowly cleared a Republican procedural roadblock in the Senate on Monday, just hours after a top Republican in Congress declared his opposition. The boner. Yeah.
So.
Vote of 61-31, more than the 60 needed. The Democratic-led Senate agreed to begin consideration of the bipartisan bill, with passage likely by the end of the week. Once the Senate gives its approval, it will face an uphill climb, of course, in the House, where Speaker Boner staked out his position. In a one-sentence statement, are you ready? He said the speaker believes this legislation will increase frivolous litigation and cost American jobs, especially small business jobs. It's always about the small business owners who don't want to have to, you know, not be able to fire the gays, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever, Bob. American for jobs. There's always jobs and small business and everything he's against.
Yeah. I don't think
it's... You know how notoriously hysterical the gays are. The frivolous lawsuits.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. Oh, Rick Overton's on the line. Oh, Dirt. Dirt. Hi, Dirt.
Hey.
Sir, Dirt, sir.
Rick Overton, was that you as Farmer Dernt?
No, but darn it, that's a great character to add.
Yeah.
I'm as liberal as the next guy. If the next guy is Glenn Beck, now I look at all the news, which, you know, as you so deftly point out, is just meaning, no, you don't. You just watch Fox, and you know you're embarrassed to just say that part alone, so you say you watch them all, and they're all full of BS, which
right.
is ridiculous, because if then all they've admitted was, well, then you chose one BS source to like.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, at least we've solved that mystery, because a lot of people thought that was you playing the role of Dirt, the right wing farmer.
Yeah, the right, because I'm looking out for my own best interest by being a right wing farmer. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for solving the mystery. We love you, Rick Overton. See you in studio soon.
I love you.
Dirt. You just pulled a Dirt. Dirt work, Obama Kerr.
Obama Kerr didn't work. I tried it. Didn't work.
Come on. Is that really a name? Okay. Oh, boy. Speaking of GURP, Republicans see Ted Cruz as their party leader.
Yes, you go with
Good.
That.
Good, yes.
Good plan.
Good. Follow them all into the bug zapper. They can all follow their annoying leader into the bug zapper. In the wake of a shutdown, Republican voters now view Ted Cruz as their party's leader.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Compute says yes.
You go with that idea. Love it, love it, love it. Going on a cruise.
His old man's written and he's making the news. His comment's racist and he's singing the blues. The GOP has got election to lose. Watch him getting taken down by Ted Cruz. I feel like losing. Party. I don't compromise, I'd rather just kamikaze. Woo! We're guaranteed to lose the honey with all our land. We got a crazy candidate, he's right on time. The GOP has got elections to lose. Watch him getting taken down by Ted Cruz.
Did you love Jake Harmon? He said it'd be awesome if Ted Cruz and Rand Paul ran in 2016. Even though Marco Merrill, it'd be awesome.
Awesome. It's so awesome. It's even more awesome than shooting a kid in a hoodie. Wait, I shouldn't have said that.
It's more awesome than getting
I'm sorry,
paid
George.
By your client.
I just, it'd be nice if I got paid! Finally! I need some new dentures, damn it!
This clacky comedy teeth is going to fall out at the next press conference.
I can't even pronounce dirt anymore.
45 minutes after the hour, back with the ridiculous remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 50 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. All right, and now, a story about a bear. Why? Just to say that.
Okay.
Just because it's not the story about the bunch of spiders coming out of a banana.
I sent you that story yesterday. You're not going to do it?
It's a banana full of spiders.
I hate bananas already. Ow, mushy and wow.
And spidery.
Oh, can you imagine?
More protein.
That's why I'm doing a story about a bear.
Okay.
Man 80 fights a bear, falls off a cliff, and survives.
Wow.
Daniel
Boone.
A Russian shepherd kicked and headbutted the animal, which would seem generally unwise.
Headbutting a bear.
It tossed him off a cliff, but he lived to tell the tale and eat pie.
I ate the bear.
He headbutts a bear, survives, eats a pie.
Right. He's the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes, he is. Let's go to Ruth in Washington. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, I'm calling. I just poured a glass of wine on the off chance I got through, so here's to you and all your staff and the people in your tech department on your website. I'm very old, and they're very helpful.
Oh, clink. Thank you.
I love you guys. I want to say I heard Chris say the other day that he thought mental health shouldn't be covered.
I'm hearing people say pregnancy shouldn't. Let me talk, and then you're okay.
I'm on your side. And now I'm hearing pregnancy shouldn't. Don't people realize this is for the common?
Yeah, you need to dump that. Pregnancy, there was a bad word there.
Oh.
But she had a good point.
I thought she said shouldn't. And then you said pregnancy shouldn't.
Oh, perhaps. I overreacted. I have an overstartled response. Okay.
Sorry. That was nothing.
I thought it was a banana full of spiders.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought it was, a banana full of spiders.
And with an S-bomb.
No.
I thought there were spiders and an S-bomb coming out of that call, and I apologize.
She said shouldn't.
Ever since I read that story.
Although it is not even 9 o'clock in Washington.
There's a gal after my own heart. Whoop!
Sure, no, it's not.
She probably just scored tickets to Seattle Sexy Liberal December 14th. That's probably what it is.
That's it.
She might have gotten one of them last VIP tickets. Hello, Barb in Mesa, Arizona. Hello, Barb.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a question for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
How come the Republicans, who are the family-valued, moral Christian party, are not wanting to pay for maternity? They don't want you to have an abortion, but they won't pay for maternity care for people who are having a pregnancy.
You know why?
That doesn't make sense.
Because as Randy Rhodes would say, love the fetus, hate the child, 55 after. Okay, by the by, so the LAX shooting, the gunman's rifle may have been ready to fire in his bag. Isn't that good and handy?
Wow.
The semi-automatic used in the LAX shooting rampage was purchased at a Van Nuys gun store and could fit into the bag that the alleged gunman brought to the airport, according to a federal law enforcement source. A wounded LAX TSA officer.
I was injured while helping an elder man trying to get to a safe area. I turned around and there was a gunman and shot me twice. I was shot in the foot. After I got shot, I got to the area where the planes were at, and people were coming towards me and asking me, you know, were you shot and what's going on? I was like, and I couldn't. All I could think about was, you know, helping them. Like, you know, I may be injured right now, but the concern is really going to take care of you.
Source said the weapon is collapsible to be assembled later, but could easily be ready to fire into the luggage. It was easily fit into the luggage that he brought. By the way, speaking of the need for mental health care, his family said there had been no indication he was struggling, although I guess they did call police. They were concerned about him being suicidal, but, you know, obviously came too late. And he meant that he may have harbored anti-government sentiments, which obviously he did. Attorney for the LAX shooter's family yesterday.
It is most important for us as a family to express our deep and sincere sympathy to the Hernandez family.
That's the TSA agent that was killed. And one of the shooter's former roommate yesterday.
He was a really nice guy, a bit loner, introverted, but nothing that I would ever expect him to do something like this.
Yeah, it's like the same story every time, right? Loner, didn't see this coming, didn't expect this, and, you know, and yet easy access to a weapon like that. Just walked into Van Nuys.
I drive right past that apartment building quite a bit. Know exactly where that is.
Hey, speaking of crazy, could you take your organ out for me? I know we talked about it before, but wow, Ted Cruz's crazy dad.
Yeah.
Yikes. By the way, I think our friend, Rob Reiner, was saying that there was all this about, you know, what do you call it, Obama's father, what's his name, priest? This is his actual father.
Yeah.
And he sends him on the campaign trail, and he's crazier than... He calls the USA Christian nation, says Obama should go back to Kenya. We've heard all that. Rafael Cruz is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to the Tea Party of Hood County. Oh, is that named Hood because they wear hoods, or...?
Yeah.
And made a bold declaration. The U.S. is a Christian nation. No.
Computer says no.
No. He is a businessman turned evangelical pastor. Did not choose to use the more inclusive Judeo-Christian nation. He said this. He said the United States of America was formed to honor the word of God.
Computer says no.
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 No. He called President Obama an outright Marxist who seeks to destroy all concept of
Marxist.
God and urged the crowd to send him back to Kenya.
Yeah, I want to send your kid back to Cuba or Canada.
His kid's a Cubanadian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As Jim says.
We could send
all right.
One half to one country and the other half to
go!
The other.
Get those sexy liberal tickets. And I believe, you can call. The phone lines will be open in just a couple of minutes
mm-hmm.
for the Phoenix February Sexy Liberal. We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.